Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
I'm derived from one of the creator beings. And I remember myself as involved in the creation of life on Earth, human life. I'm here to help us remember how we're all creator beings. And how every moment of our experience originates from encomments within the Akashic map of the self. And the first step is taking ownership, acknowledging that we are the creators of our own reality, but have not yet claimed all the ways in which we are doing this, or owned our right to change it. I picked up this mission in Sirius after arriving from another universe. I even remember the journey. But I'm not here to help us remember the origins, where we were born in the stars. There are other people who can do that. For me, that's just one element of remembering the self. For me, it's about remembering the self beyond the stories, aligning with that self, and then opening the Akashic map of the human blueprint. And when we do this, whatever encodements governing how we're creating our reality that are ready to release, transform, and renew in the resonance of harmony that we are resting in when we align with the self beyond the stories, they will show up in the field. And then we don't manage them. We welcome them, we accept them, or we accept them, we welcome them, we hear them and allow them to express as vibrational activity and thought, feeling, sound, emotions, can all express as vibrational activity, and they're feeding back to source, they're feeding back to the God consciousness of ourselves, their story, what it's been like to live outside of truth, to live in a corruption of truth or a distortion of truth, or in an experience of being separate from the whole. And in hearing those parts of ourselves express, those patterns in our human blueprint get to relax and be re-remembered. They dematrix. They release, they relax into the whole, and they re-emerge in the natural patterning of whatever part of our human experience was up for renewal in that moment. And that's why this work can help with just about anything, anything that's going on where we want to transform. And so we say it's good to come for this work when you're going through a transition of any kind, internal or external. Are you going through a growth transition? Are you in a stage of expansion? Are there constrictions, blocks, emotional blocks, mental blocks, behavioral blocks, physical blocks manifesting themselves? What part of your life is going through a life, death, and renewal process in this moment? That's when this work can really help. The other time it can really help is when you're excited about the expansion, the unstoppable expansion of you. The discovery of who you are. That yes, you were born within the stars. That yes, you were born within the formlessness of all that is, and that yes, you've been many lives on earth, but this one matters, and who are you here to be now? All of us are here for a reason at this time. And not all of those reasons include waking up to our divine, multidimensional vastness of humanly being. Conscious of that. But for some of us it does. And where there is excitement around that, I am here to help. To help give that excitement space. To help allow it and support you in allowing it to be the compass that directs you, that guides you, that governs the how and the why of your connecting to the more of who you are, asking for guidance, realizing the omnipresence of consciousnesses throughout all of the dimensions and realms that are here to support you and be your co-creative teams as you humanly embody your purpose on earth. What are you here to create? How do you want to play in the playground of life? That's what I'm here for. More than anything. For although we have trauma stories of not realizing that we are creator beings, of not realizing that we are our own oracles and that we can access the Akash of ourselves, read the Akash of all that is, and turn within and ask questions and get answers. Although we have histories of not being the truth of who we are. And there's much to clear around that. There's much to move beyond. There's much to transcend. The point of moving beyond that, for me, is to open into the clear waters of playful co-creation in joy. To rediscover our joy and allow that to be what moves us forward, to find the healed joy in us and get over the broken joy that learnt to castrate its own creation. Nullify its own life force. And deny the self domain in the presence of human daily life. The space in daily life for us to humanly be. Vast, divine, multidimensional beings. Living in connectivity with that, in awareness of that. In alignment with the highest potential truth of that. Opening humanly in an embodied way to the perspective that comes when we know ourselves as also the self beyond the stories. I love that word, also. We are the self beyond the stories, and we are also human. We are one with the infinite, and we are also embodied. We are divine, galactic, multidimensional beings, and we are also earthly. We have histories that originate and can be tracked as pathways among the stars. And also, we have histories of growing within the kingdoms of the planetary consciousness. We've been her minerals, we've been her plants, we've been her animal consciousnesses, before ever we were human, and then we've been more humans than we can count. Many of us. Small wonder that we make friends with the animals, the plants, and the minerals of this earth and treat them as precious without understanding fully why all the time. There is a recognition that they too are consciousnesses on a path of evolution and life cycles, many life cycles within the planet. And we each have an Akashic crystal within the cave of Gaia, holding the record. Every being, every consciousness is incarnated within this planet. The Akashic records of its incarnations are held within the planet itself. The records of who we are and who we've been are within this planetary consciousness right at the core, and we can connect with that. Connecting and aligning with the self beyond the stories actually rewrites, re-encodes those crystals. For our chronology is not fixed, even though we could track it. The specificity of our chronology can be changed from the here and now. Timelines rewritten, dissolved, redirected. By what we are open to in the here and now, and there is limitless potential for higher and higher alignment with wholeness and truth, so that as we remember more and more of how we are creator beings within the planet, we're not visitors, we're not external to her, we don't walk on her surface. We are born within her as children are born within a mother. And for sure, those souls have a story of their own, but they are still born within the mother body. They still grow within that mother body in order to inhabit an earthly life. And this is how we grow within the Gaia consciousness, her planetary earthly body. And as we remember that, and remember our connectivity, and remember that all the teams of consciousness that operate within Gaia, and they're not all earthly, they're visiting consciousness from all over the universe, from all dimensions, from all realms and kingdoms of consciousness. And that we have co-creative teams in every realm and every dimension and every kingdom of consciousness. And as we open and remember to that, and as we lose those vibrations of traumas like veterans walking away from a war, I would say all of humanity are veterans, although some of us are still in the bloody battle of the war. As we walk away from that battlefield, we walk into a field where everything is supporting us to be who we are, that signature vibrational imprint, like a fingerprint. The note within the song, the harmonic resonance of the patterns and shapes we are made as in this moment. To be who we are, and to play, to explore, to continue asking and being the answer to, the ever unfolding answer to one of the oldest questions ever asked. Who am I? When consciousness asked this question, it gave rise to division within itself. Division of the self within the self, so mirroring could happen. So the eye could look upon the eye and continue to ask. And in asking that question, division furthered itself. Well, here we are at the end of the trajectory a furthering division in order to answer the question asked by consciousness of itself, who am I? And what happens at the end of the trajectory is the question continues. But the division dissolves. At the end of the trajectory of division, asking that question of itself, when consciousness has realized itself as the separateness it isn't, and realized it isn't the separateness it is experiencing itself to be, the answer becomes a holding one. If I am not separate, if this division supported the answering and the exploration of this question is not who I am, who am I when I am whole? When I am not this division? We are just on another trajectory of consciousness exploring itself. Asking the answerless question. And this point in our evolution, asking the answerless question, rather than taking us further away from the oneness we are, takes us directly into it, takes us home. Because we now know we're not the extrapolated self, isolated and separate, banging about in the dark, bumping into other extrapolated selves and experiencing them as not I. It's as though we've got as much from that gift as we can get. There's nowhere further to go in separation that we want to go, that we would like to. This is the error that a lot of us think got made at a certain point when there was an opportunity to ask that question and have the answer call us home. There was an iota of consciousness that said, I'm not ready to come home. I can continue to ask that question and push the boundaries, push back the envelope of separation. There is more of separation that could be explored. And I'm going to push the big red button and go ahead into the breach, beyond the horizon, just to see where this goes. Well, the further we separate, the more we suffer. And at the end of a long, I would say tiring exploration of answering that question, that iota of consciousness could be fairly exhausted with itself and have reached lots of conclusions about why answering that question, pushing the envelope and racing off over the horizon was not a great idea, because look at human suffering now. God didn't do this, but an aspect of it. Ask that question in an energy of, let's see what's over the next hill. Let's keep going. Let's push this further, as far as we can. Let's jump into the unknown. And then we've run out of unknown to jump into. And at the tiring end of that exploration, asking, well, who am I? Who am I if I am not this? If this is not truth, this picture of human suffering, here now at the end of the trajectory of exploring separation, if this is not truth, because part of us recognizes that truth is harmony, and where there is suffering, there is not harmony, there is dissonance. there comes again this into the unknown, beyond the horizon of what is seen. Only this time, it's taking us home. It's the flower petal trajectory of curving over the apex and returning back to the source, the center of the flower, where we all began from. The return journey is instant. The outward journey was long. And that's what we're here to ask, I feel. It's to keep asking, who am I? What is now? And so that's why we do this work. For all the flower petals that have reached the end of their half-life and are realizing that there's nowhere further to go away from source into separation, that it's time now to ask, where did I come from? Who am I beyond all of these stories? My history, the trajectory, the entire trajectory of my evolutionary journey away from oneness. What if there's an I beyond that entire history? Who am I? And in that moment, to also be here fully embodied and human, in the place we've created by exploring separation to the sublimation of itself, to open to that and that question, who am I when I am at home, when I am wholeness, when I am one within all that is? We're not really asking that. We're asking, who am I? And that is the answer that's coming, that's here now, because there's nowhere further to go. And we're asking it from this tiny point of view, this perspective of being human, of having forgotten everything as hard as we could, in order to explore the most and get as much as we possibly could from the exploration in the first place. But we're asking it from here. And the answer reaches us here. It transforms us, and when we transform ourselves, we transform the reality we've co-created at this point of the apex of separation, of forgetfulness, of so much suffering made manifest. We ask that question here, and it transforms us, and it changes how we're creating our reality. For in asking it, we remember that we are the I who originally asked. And within us are the encodements for every facet of how we're creating our human experience. And we could manage them, and we could toolbox them, and we could go about trying to help ourselves the long way round, the complicated way. Looking at every broken piece of coding individually and, you know, analysing it and identifying what could be done in each instance. Or we could rest in the self, beyond the stories, beyond the trajectory of the exploration of separation, and view whatever is arising in our human reality from here. Accepting it, welcoming it, listening to it express its story. How did it experience itself on that long trajectory of moving away from wholeness?
What has it got to say to feed back to the God consciousness we are? And do you know what? When it's finished feeding back, it can relax. It can let go. And that holding pattern of, I must create reality this way because it's always been this way. And when this happened, I believed that it couldn't be any other way. And it's always going to be this unpreferred experience of suffering. And when we are the God consciousness, listening to those parts of ourselves tell their story with compassion, without judgment, not trying to fix them, not afraid of them being the way they are, but we become that listener, the story dissolves. It relaxes. It lets go of everything it's holding on to, because the only reason it was ever holding on, persisting and attaching us to the illusion that we are separate and must continue to create more of separation state in our realized human manifest experience, was that it was hurting and it had not yet fed back to the God consciousness of the all that is. Why that part of God consciousness that had lived that experience never wanted to do that again is that I am an ambassador of exploration, an iota of the whole. Until I've fed back and given my report, I can't stand down. I can't relax. I can't release. And this is why when experiences, dissonant experiences arise in life, we can complain at them and we can shout at them and we can try and control them and we can come out of our center and reach externally towards something going on in somebody else with something beyond our physical human control. Or we can ask, why is this arising in my life? What is the pain story it's recreating for me? What is the belief that shows up in my reality? Not the one I think I have, but the one that is telling me, that reality is telling me I have, the hidden one, the hidden belief I'd prefer not to have, that I think I'm more evolved than that, that I would never manage, that my head knows better. What is the belief that maybe my body has, or my heart has, or my subconscious mind has been hiding from me, or my unconscious has been guarding in its deeps? What is the belief, the hidden belief showing up about how reality was going to behave for me? So if somebody comes and hurts us, it means there's a hidden belief that somebody is going to come and hurt us. That's what's showing up, and the mind can go, I don't believe that. And well, the mind might not at that level, at the level of conscious defense mechanisms, but beneath those levels, somewhere in us, a belief is running. This is why we say a pattern is running. And when we look at it like that, rather than identifying with it, because as we know, I don't believe that. I'm not identifying as the I who invests and believes in that, and yet it has shown up. Then we can find that part. We can, because it's here, it's in our life, it's made manifest. It's vibrating in our field somewhere. We don't need to know where. Or the past life story, or the early life story, or even the womb story that's created this. Or even the last week story that's created this. We just need to acknowledge that our belief is vibrating in our field. And we have enough of an insight to know that it's not a belief aligned with the highest truth of wholeness that we know. And we can treat it with compassion and say, oh, a part of me is hurting. A part of me is hurting because at some point it would have had the experience of being hurt. And that's generated a belief that people will hurt it in this way. And that belief has generated an expectation, and that expectation is recreating the reality, not to keep me subjugated within my own reality experience, but to help me liberate. to help me find this part that's had that experience, that sat in my field hurting outside space and time, because unhealed traumas in us do sit outside space and time, because they take a part, they separate it from the whole, and it continues to vibrate in its pain outside the whole, or in a bubble that's separate within the whole but not part of the flow of everything, in a state of separation, vibrating, telling the story of then as though it were now in our field. And when reality manifests something that touches on that, it begins to vibrate again. We can actually access a lot of the pain that is encapsulated. And that's why emotional processing is such a huge part of healing, because it allows the feedback. We go and find those parts of ourselves and go, oh, something happened to make me hurt now, and it comes from something that's happened before that hurt me in a then, which apparently is still now according to my system, because it's recreated the reality and will continue to do so until I go and find that part. And I listen as the I that I am, as the God consciousness I am, with compassion, and let it tell its story. Through vibration, through thoughts, I believe this, this is what happened. Through emotions, this is how it hurts. Through physical sensations, this is where it hurts in my body at the moment, if I listen to this part of me. And why compassion can be the most beautiful tool to meet ourselves with when we are experiencing some trauma re-realized, or some moment of pain, or something created in our reality which we simply don't want. As Bashar would say, that we don't prefer. Regardless of understanding the multidimensional energetics of it, how it registers in the Akash of the human blueprint, why it's creating a reality story for us, we can just meet ourselves with a listening compassion when something happens that hurts us in some way. And we can open to how we feel in the moment as the listener, as the compassionate listener. And detaching from the story, detaching from blame, detaching from trying to control, accuse or punish anyone external or anything external that's brought this up, we can take full ownership by sitting with our responses in the moment as the compassionate listener. I hear you. What's happening for me? What's happening for you, me? And we can breathe and allow, breathe and be and allow whatever's there to emerge as though we're listening to a story, not making it real, not having to take action, not analysing why it exists. We are just listening, like a parent listens to a crying toddler, not understanding what that toddler is talking about, but knowing that it needs the embrace and the attentive listening and the understanding and the compassion and the overall all-rightness. Holding that part of ourselves in, but it's all right now. You are safe now. I am here now. That listening. And you know when a toddler cries, it cries and it cries and it racks and it racks, and its sobs are racking and heavy and heartfelt, and then eventually they disperse. There are longer gaps between the sobs, and then eventually the sobbing has stopped. And there's a moment where it's almost unremembered that anything ever happened. The toddler is suddenly aware of its now reality, being safe in the arms of Ma, and the safe in the arms of the parent. That reality in this moment is safe, and off it runs to play. And we are very much the same. Those parts of us that get triggered when trauma happens in the moment, we can be as that parent to those parts of us until they've stopped sobbing out their stories, until they have that now moment realization that in this moment I am, and in this moment I am safe. And off they run to play. And that's the liberation. This is what we do in this work. It's a liberation. Into play. Because in that moment of running off to play, all of who we are, the truth of our song, is free. And it has no other function other than to be and to be part of creating and all of creation, all of life breathing itself into being, exploring because of its isness, this now moment. And that's when joy is liberated and becomes the guide. That's when our creative energy is revealed. That's when inspiration comes from the all that is and moves us in our physical bodies, telling us this is what you are energized for now. This is what you are here for. All of life and everything you've ever evolved through has led you to this now moment. And you are here for this. And it's okay if we miss that moment. There'll be another moment. In the infinity of ourselves, there will be another moment. How wonderful when we can liberate ourselves from that sobbing about what's just happened or what hasn't left us and is continuing to happen in our fields. And we open to, if I am in this moment enough, if nothing is needed of me and I need nothing in this moment, who am I? What is now?
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.